Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned the Chaf Gimel of Masechet Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the Machlokes regarding Siman Ha'asu L'Daras. If a person finds a lost item that does have a Siman, but was found in a public area where the Siman was bound to be trampled on, is this a valid Siman or not? The Machlokes of Ein Mavirin Al Ha'eichlin, whether a person obligated to pick up food lying on the ground. The Machlokes of Siman Ha'Bava Me'elav, a Siman that can possibly come about on its own, is this a valid siman or not? Mishkal, Mida, Uminyan have a siman. The item's weight, size, or amount is considered a valid siman. Regarding Chaticha Shel Basar, if a person finds a piece of meat, if b'mishkal d'shavin, the piece was of a standard size or weight, the mishkal is not a valid siman. But if mishkal d'ain shavin, the piece was of a unique size or weight, the mishkal is a valid siman. Chaticha Gufa, if the owner identifies the limb that the meat comes from, it is not a valid siman. However, simana befaska, if the owner identified that the meat was shaped in a unique way, it is a valid siman. Tvias eina, recognizing something generally without a specific siman, as in Reb Shimon ben Elazar's halacha kol kli ampurya ein chayav lahachras. As the Gemara explains, kelim chadashim shleisavasan ha'ayin the less bu siman. If a person finds a brand new utensil that the owner was not yet familiar with and has no siman, even if a Talmud Chacham claims that he recognized it as his own, the finder does not return it to him because he could not possibly recognize it and is probably mistaken. However, Savasan Ayin Kimle Begave, if it was a used item and the Talmud Chacham was familiar with it, Mahadrinanle, the Talmud Chacham claims he recognizes it, the finder must return it to him even though it has no siman, because the Talmud Chacham is trusted to say only the absolute truth.